Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most of Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Things got a little bit busy for me over the weekend, so I didn't have a chance to record, but that just means you'll be getting at least 4 episodes this week, both from the theaters and streaming. So let me start with one of the older ones I watched in these past 2 weeks. It was actually still trending over the weekend, but I'm sure it's gone now with all the movies that they added. It's called On the Line, starring Mel Gibson, who actually, I can't remember the last thing I saw him in. It's listed as a mystery thriller action that I don't really know anything about. The only reason I decided to watch this was because it was trending and I hadn't seen Mel Gibson in a while. So what is this one about? Now, we start out with Elvis, Gibson's character, saying his goodnights to his family before leaving for work. He's a late night talk show host in that shock jock category. Elvis starts his shift meeting his new switchboard operator, Dylan. It's his first day and, he starts to take calls and, you know, he does what he always does when he gets this heavy breather that says he's going to do something bad. Now he tries to talk to him, but he hangs up. No, they do call him back and get him on the line, and he continues to tell Elvis he is going to just go ahead and kill this guy and his family. As they continue the conversation, spoiler free, it turns out the guy he's talking about is Elvis, and he is actually at his house. And that's where I'll stop. From there, Elvis and his staff are forced to comply with this mystery guy on the line to make sure his family survives and try to figure out who this is and why he is doing it. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 20% on 25 reviews, with the audience at a 30% on over 250 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives. Now, this is a pretty good Mel Gibson performance, I thought. Having not seen him in a while, I kind of forgot how good of an actor he is. A very good opening. The excitement and suspense of the situation is very well done. Spoiler free, but there is a potential end game very early on that comes shortly after they get that call. And I was kind of on the edge of wondering how that was going to play out. And it does play out with some thrills, but not really much action. So I don't even know why it qualified this as an action movie. But overall, your enjoyment is going to depend on how much you buy in, which is pretty easy. That first like 30 minutes or so that, you know, of the movie. But let me get to these negatives. Now, it was so obvious to me what was going on, and I was praying that wasn't the case. You've heard me say this before in the past. So things just didn't make logical sense to me. Like, I mean, I'm being very general here. I'm like, why are these people not doing this? Or why would this be possible? Or how could this be possible if X happened? So I was kind of on high alert, and spoiler free, the game ended the way I thought, and then they did something that I called before they did the actual reveal. This really just killed the movie for me. I mean, and I have to be careful here. I'm sorry I'm being so vague, but I don't want to spoil anything. Let me just say this. When they do what they did here, they kind of ignore the fact that we saw all the other stuff, all the other people involved. We saw their actions. We saw all the behind the scenes. So none of it holds up under scrutiny, and the whole thing just falls apart. The better movie would have been to end it on that first reveal, and even then, all the issues I listed are still there, so it wouldn't have fixed any of the other stuff. But they added that extra 10 minutes trying to be clever, and it made things even worse. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I was close here because I really enjoyed that first 30 to 35 minutes a lot. I'm going to say no and put this right at a 50% on the rotten scale. It's not nearly as terrible as the audience and the critics said it was. I mean, I liked Gibson, the initial setup, the suspense they were building, the relatability of why this person was targeting Gibson's character and his family in the first place. You can really get behind that. Again, I was buying in And then all those small questions I had as the plot began to get more and more over the top and things just started not making sense. Then they hit us with the two most obvious things they could do. And yeah, it really tanked everything. I mean, it's too bad. Had they just dialed things back and ended it with that first reveal? But if you don't figure anything out, if you go watch the movie and you don't have no idea what's going on, and when you get to the end, you'll definitely enjoy it way more than I did. So yeah, you guys let me know. If you don't figure out what's going on, are you one of those people that, or one of those people that don't pay attention and just watch the movie and don't try to figure out anything? Let me know, you know, your enjoyment level with this. I'm sure it's got to be a higher level than my enjoyment. When they do exactly what you think they're going to do, and then they really don't execute it all that great, it really takes away from the overall finished product. Yeah, so it's, like I said, it's borderline for me, but yeah, I'm leaning towards a skip on this one. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for support. I appreciate it so much. Definitely seeing all the views I'm getting now, which is greatly appreciated. And this weekend, I know there's a, I don't know if it's a remake or if it's just a new movie in the series. I'm not sure. It's a, in that, you know, my favorite genre, horror. You probably guys, if you're paying attention, you probably know what I'm talking about. If not, you're going to have to come back and find out over the weekend. And there is another movie coming out that is, Peele is one of the producers on it, which is intriguing. And I really don't know much about it. It has a strange name and it's piqued my curiosity. Anything that Peele's involved with is going to, I'm going to find interesting, but again, I'm not going to tell you what that is. You're going to have to come back this weekend and find out what movie I'm talking about. So I'm going to definitely have two theater releases this weekend. Then I have a couple of streaming things going on. So again, yeah, you're definitely getting at least four episodes, maybe more depending on how my schedule goes. But my goal is to push out at least four. So anyway, thank you once again. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.